This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:07 and we're going to move on to our first story this hour. It has been 11 years since M. Indira Gandhi was separated from her daughter, and in that time there's been court case after court case to gain custody and reunite. And all this began after Indira's ex-husband, Muhammad Ridwan Abdullah, formerly K. Padmanabhan, converted from Hinduism to Islam back in 2009. He then left Indira and took their daughter Prasanna with him, who he converted along with their two other children without Indira's knowledge. And what happened next was the Sharia court granted Muhammad Ridwan permanent custody of all three children that same year, although two of them had stayed with their mother. And then between 2010 and 2014, the Ipoh High Court made several rulings in Indira's favour. And then the High Court also in 2014 directed the police to arrest Muhammad Ridwan and retrieve Indira's daughter, along with providing monthly updates on their efforts. And so over the next few years, there have been various appeals surrounding these decisions. And then the big one, in 2018, the federal court made a landmark ruling declaring unilateral conversions unlawful. And then the following year, former IGP Tan Sri Mohamad Fuzi set up a special task force after the federal court compelled the police to retrieve Indira's daughter. And where we find ourselves now is that earlier this year, Indira sued the current IGP, Tan Sri Abdul Hamid Bador, alongside the Royal Malaysian Police, Home Ministry and Malaysian government for having failed to return her daughter. Which brings us to now. The Kuala Lumpur High Court has ordered the police to provide an affidavit of their progress. Indira's lawyer, Rajesh Nagarin, said that the police have failed to file a single update since 2014, which in the context of what this is actually about is stunning. You know, that's a lot of years to not have a formal update. So we want to find out more about what's happening now and what's going to happen next. So we're going to be speaking with Indira's lawyer shortly after this, Rajesh Nagarin. If you have any questions or thoughts surrounding this case, you can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Balming frustrated minds. BFM 89.9.
It is 6:14. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and we're talking about updates in M. Indira Gandhi's case. If you would like to ask any questions, offer any thoughts or comments, you can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. On the line with us now to talk this through is lawyer Rajesh Nagarajan, who represented Indira Gandhi in court yesterday. Rajesh, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Lynn, for inviting me.
So to start off, maybe you could take us back to the Ipoh High Court's ruling in 2014, which had the police ordered to retrieve Prasanna from her father. What were the details of the ruling back then?
Okay, in 2014, there were two court orders that were issued. The first order dealt with a warrant for committal, which is essentially an order compelling the police, the PDRM, to arrest and commit Padmanabhan, alias Rizwan, and to put him in jail. Now, the second order on the same day, 30th of May 2014, was to deal with the recovery of Madam Indira's daughter, Prasanna, from Padmanabhan or any other person who may have custody or control of Prasanna, and to return Prasanna to her mother. These were the two court orders back in May 2014.
And so what happened next when the monthly reports weren't received in terms of what was happening, what was going on with these efforts to retrieve Prasanna?
There seems to be a lapse of time when the police did not inform Madam Indira or Madam Indira's legal team, and also did not inform the Ipoh High Court. The monthly reports were not provided. And this was a failure by the PDRM to provide the monthly reports. These monthly reports ought to have been filed the first week of every month. An affidavit ought to have been filed. And what happened was that the affidavits were not filed, and Madam Indira was not updated, nor was she informed by the police.
And what impact does that have when you don't have those monthly reports received or filed?
OK, Okay. Now, you see, if you go back to the order, which I just mentioned just now, the order states that, number one, the police must file an affidavit. And inside the affidavit, they must also exhibit something called the diary of proceedings pursuant to the Criminal Procedure Code, which states that they must show what are the efforts that have been made by the police to locate Prasanna. Now, all of these details were not filed into court, which means that Indira Gandhi was also not aware of all of this. So that left us completely in the dark, which is why Madam Indira kept on trying to get appointments with the police and tried to get information from the police, and she was always unsuccessful. It was very difficult to get information. And the reason was because the affidavits were not filed. So now we have had no choice but to seek assistance from the court, and the Ipoh High Court yesterday ordered that the police must file the affidavits. It is worth noting that the number of affidavits that have not been filed to date are 79 affidavits. So we are short of 79 affidavits, which is why I think that His Lordship, in his wisdom, has stated that the affidavit to be filed by the police on or before the 7th of January next year has to be an exhaustive affidavit. So I'm guessing that it will be a very complete affidavit detailing all the efforts or non-efforts by the police to track down Prasanna and also the ex-husband, Padmanathan.
So I wanted to briefly touch on, there was another ruling back in April 2016 in which the federal court ruled that the IGP could be excused for not following orders to find Prasanna. And this is because of conflicting orders from the Ipoh High Court and the Court of Appeal, wherein the Court of Appeal dismissed the order compelling the IGP to return Prasanna and arrest her father. How much bearing does that ruling still have now?
That ruling was set aside by the federal court on the 29th of April 2016. So that ruling is not in effect at all and has no bearing whatsoever. Now, this is the misconception. What the police have did was that when they went through the whole gamut of appealing to the Court of Appeal and the federal court, they were appealing against the mandamus order. Now, what they failed to do, in hindsight, what they could have done perhaps is to go against the committal order and the recovery order. The committal order and the recovery order were never appealed against. It was never set aside. So it has been good law since May 2014 until today. So because of that, there's always been an order to arrest Padmanathan. There's always been an order to recover Prasanna. That has never, ever been stayed or set aside or put in abeyance. It has always been there. And the police have not done either of those.
So to bring it to this year, right, we've seen the IGP state in August that although the police is working to track down Prasanna's father, he is in another country and detaining him is not simple. He also said this is a sensitive issue. As Indira's lawyer, how would you weigh that statement? Can you help us, you know, parse it?
Okay, as to his location, we have never, ever been informed where he was. And now, from the press, we learned that he was in some other country, possibly our northern neighbouring country. If that is so, if that really is the truth, then Interpol's assistance should be sought. And in Malaysia, we always do it, especially in the narcotics cases. They very quickly apprehend the person who is running away. And it's quite baffling to learn that Padmanathan, a normal person, hardly a drug lord, is able to evade capture, and the police are unable to arrest him despite the fact that it's been 6.5 years since the order of the Ipoh High Court. It's baffling. Now, the second thing was the sensitive issue. Now, we don't want to delve into why this is a sensitive issue. All we are saying is that there is a federal court order. The federal court has directed the police arrest Padmanathan, get Prasanna, give her back to the mum. Follow the court order. That's it. It's simple as that. There should be no room for negotiations. There should be no room for discussions. Your job is to do as you are told, which is to arrest. So the PDRM has to take this very seriously and get Padmanathan arrested, get Prasanna repatriated to the mother as soon as possible.
So could you also help us understand, I think, the legal processes that have taken place in order to try to secure this information that has not been given, right? All these updates, all these various pieces of information about where people might be. What is that process like to try and obtain that? How often does that happen? You know, who is it submitted to?
Are you talking about getting information as to his location?
Whether it's about the location or whether it is about the updates, the monthly reports that should have been filed, you know, What is the process of trying to seek that out? Does it happen through a petition? Does it happen through letters? You know, how is that information sort of continuously being asked for?
Okay, all right. Okay, how that works is that according to the court order, the court has directed the police to put all the information that they have garnered, that they have gathered in relation to the location of Padma Nathan and also the attempt to retrieve Prasanna in the form of an affidavit. Now, what is an affidavit? An affidavit is a sworn statement. So the police have to affirm a sworn statement as to all the efforts that they have done, and they have to file it in the first week of every month to the Ipoh High Court. So if the police had done that, then we would have a beautiful chronological explanation, information as to all the efforts that have been made by the police to track these two individuals down. Unfortunately, this was not done. Therefore, we have not been able to gather any information. We have been left quite in the dark, groping in the dark. We are hoping that with the exhaustive affidavit that is filed on or before the 7th of January next year, we should have more information as to what the police have been doing or not doing.
So we have a question and a comment of sorts from Michael on WhatsApp, who says, based on what was discussed, it looks like the police has committed contempt of court. Can you take us through how would you like to respond to that?
Oh, good grief.
I'm sorry.
On the face of it, I would have no choice but to agree. It does seem like it was contempt of court, the failure to apprehend Padma Nathan. Of course, the police, I'm sure they will disagree with me. They will say that all efforts have been made to locate, they are unable to locate, and so on and so forth. But on prima facie, that means on the face of it, the fact that they have failed to adhere to the court order is contempt. But of course, it is subject to the court to determine whether it is contempt or not based on the circumstances of the order and of course the whatever statements and excuses that will be given by the PDRM to the police, by the PDRM to the court, should someone decide to commence an action for contempt of court against the PDRM.
All right. And just in closing, what are the next steps that the team's going to take?
We are anxiously awaiting the exhaustive affidavit by the police, which is to be delivered on or before the 7th of January next month. And we will be perusing through and going through the affidavit line by line to determine what are the best steps for Madam Indira Gandhi to take and to determine what our next steps would be.
Rajesh, thank you for taking the time and speaking with us.
No worries. Thank you so much, Lynn, for having invited me.
That was Rajesh Nagarajan, who is Indira Gandhi's lawyer, giving us some insight, I think, into what it's been like over the last... It has been so long. And also talking about the most recent update, which sees that Kuala Lumpur's High Court has ordered the police to provide an affidavit of their progress, which has not been filed since 2014, not a single update. So hopefully something comes of this. If you have any thoughts, any comments, any questions you'd like to share, you can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.